Hello everyone, happy Unwind Wednesday. How are you guys doing? For those of you who don't know, Unwind Wednesday is a series where people from creatives to entrepreneurs to people in corporate America just come on and discuss some things that they've been learning. And I'm super excited because I'm gonna be chatting with my sis today. I've known her since middle school, and we've just been close ever since, Renisa Sweat. And so I'm waiting for her to get in here. She is a consultant by day and an entrepreneur by night, and I can't wait for her to share her story. My sis is in the room. All right, Nene, one, thank you for being here. For those of you who don't know, can you just like introduce yourself and just tell them a little bit about who you are?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And I am Ranisa, last name Sweat, better known as Nene, from CT, of course.
CT!
Morgan alumna, of course. And what else?
We just opened the shop. Hello, can you get into that?
Yes, I do hair. I braid hair. Shop open and ready for business. I got my girl Chelsea here too. She's in here. She does makeup.
Hey, All right, Nene. So let me just start off with like a fun question. If you could travel anywhere in the world, of course, like post COVID, so you things are opened up at this point. Where would you go and why?
Where would I go? I would go to like Egypt.
Ooh.
Somewhere in that area.
Why?
Where I want to go to some real historic places. Like I would want to go to the roots. Because, you know? Yeah, I would want to go over there.
So I just found out, first of all, I want to go to Africa so badly. Like that is definitely on like my top go-to list. In addition to that, Bali and Thailand. But I just found out that my lineage began in Mali.
You what?
Wait, so like my lineage, I'm Mali.
Really? Mm-hmm. I can see it.
I mean, I don't know.
I see it.
I know we from Africa. Like, we all connected at some point. But yeah.
Wow. You make me want to get, like, my ancestry done. Do to it. See, like, where I'm really from.
So it was like, I'm like Mali, Senegalese, and Nigerian.
Oh. See, I think I do have some West African in my blood, though.
You're definitely.
I don't remember who told me that or who in my family said that, but I do remember
you're
somebody.
You're definitely African.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay. So 2020, what would you say is taught?
Is what?
What would you say it's taught you? Like 2020, I'm sure like we've been through a heck of a lot this year. So like what is something you learned from 2020?
2020 taught me to just keep going. Can't stop even when the whole world stopped. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Because like, I did not press pause. I didn't pause anything.
You did not.
I kept my ideas going. I kept everything rolling. I know COVID came out of nowhere, quarantine was hard for a couple of months, but even in all that, I just kept going. That's what it taught me.
And so, like, I think that's so key, but I know for people, like, how does one develop the confidence to keep going, or that, like, perseverance and resilience to keep going, like, so much loss?
The confidence to keep going. I feel like that takes a lot of self-reflection. It takes a lot of alone time. Build up that confidence to keep going. Because I'm still, I have the energy, I have the ambition to keep going, but the confidence part, I'm actually still working on that. So I think it really, you really got to focus on your alone time and really get to know yourself as a person, get to know your negatives, your positives, and really get to know those negatives, dig it out, and then focus more on the positives and make more of those. And That's your energy right there. You're going to keep going.
I think you literally hit the hammer on the head when you said that it's literally all about self-reflection. And two, like, even for me, like, confidence is definitely something that I struggle with. I think confidence is something that everyone struggles with. But it's like you said before, like, you just got to keep going and you got to do it. And regardless of how it is that you feel, That's just what it is.
Yes. You literally gotta have tunnel vision.
Yo, period.
Literally.
Yes. Wait, so, okay, tunnel vision. You just started braiding hair. You have a whole shop. You have a following. You have, you're booked every single day. Like, how did that even happen?
So, literally, I had just graduated college. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't know, the hardest part about college is finding a job after.
Oh,
so. Yes. The things that I had lined up, it wasn't really coming through fast enough. So I was just sitting at home, and, you know, I do hair. Like, that's just what I do. Like, even in college, I couldn't really find anybody to braid my hair. So I would do it myself because I also had the free time. Yes. So I always braided my own hair. I would help my friends with their hair. And even before college, I just always did my family's hair. I didn't always braid everybody's hair. I mainly did, like, curls and stuff like that. But so everybody was telling me, you might as well just do hair. I'm like, yeah, right. Like, the knotless braids was popping at the time. Mm-hmm. I got on YouTube, looked how to do knotless braids. And I was literally in the store with my mom when I went to go pick up the hair. I literally didn't even have enough money to buy the hair. And I'm sitting there begging my mom, like, can you please just buy this hair? Like, please. She's like, Didi, why do you want me to buy all this hair? I'm like, just please, trust me. Just buy the hair. Like, she was like, whose hair are you doing? I actually did Chevelle. You know Chevelle? Mm-hmm. I did her hair. She was the first head that I ever did.
Oh.
And I didn't even charge her. Like, I just wanted to see if I could do it. Then after that, I did Todd's hair. Mm-hmm. And then after that, after them two, people were asking me to do their hair.
Wow.
I was like, okay, $100 special.
Mm-hmm.
What
I just heard was you saw a problem. Like, you just said that you couldn't find nobody to do your own hair in college. So what did you do? You just yourself. And I know for so many people, they utilize excuses like, you know, I don't know how to, or like, it's too hard. So like, what would you say to those people who are just like trying to push past the stage of like, it's too hard and like, I really don't know, to hone in on what they want to do?
I would tell them to stop making excuses.
Ooh!
Like,
let's drink to
everybody
that.
Is capable. Right. Let me take a picture because I do got my glass somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is capable of doing literally whatever you could think of. Anything you think of, you can literally do it. It just needs a plan, and then it needs action. And that's it. That's all you need to do. All you need to do is put the energy into it.
Yeah. First of all, a plan. I think having a plan is something that I struggle with because I'm that person. I'm like, I think about it, let me just do it. Instead of like really sitting down and like, okay, what are the steps that need to happen in order for me to actually do this? I'm just like going, and then I find myself overwhelmed. So one, you just opened the shop. Mm-hmm. Like, how did that happen? What was the mindset? Like, why did you feel like it? Like, when did you know it was time to open a shop? And then two, like, how did that process even go? Like, how did you even do that?
So that's something that literally just dropped into my lap. And when it dropped in my lap, I was really nervous, actually. I was actually going to turn down the opportunity. It actually took some of my close friends and my dad to say, like, oh, no, what are you doing? Like, you better go ahead, like, make your own space. Because so I always knew I wanted to, like, have my own salon. And, like, this is just the beginning, honestly.
Yeah.
It's going to get bigger than this. But always knew I wanted to do that. And it was actually in my 5-year plan. And so I also was, like, picking around to see where I wanted to do hair somewhere else. I was going to work in someone else's salon.
Yeah.
And that also wasn't coming through fast enough. Because if I was going to work in somebody else's salon, I wanted to be in the right atmosphere. I needed to be in the right space to really do what I do, so it could come out the way I wanted to come out. And so when that wasn't coming through fast enough, I mentioned it to my dad, and he was like, oh wait, my friend, he has a spot, he has a space that you could just do here and there. And I told him, and it was a go from there. And even when I met with him, I was like, yeah, maybe I'll move in around, like, November, December. He was like, what? Why? No, we can get this all done, like, next month. We can get this started. I literally put down on it August, and I spent the entire time of August fixing it up. And then September 1st, that is when
is like, that's insane. First of all, there are people who have been trying to get their salons in whatever stations for like years, and you literally, like, you've been braiding hair for 1 year. I don't think people know that. For, well, you've been braiding hair for all your life, but like professionally, like braiding hair for a year, and you just opened a whole salon. And one thing that you touched on, you said that a lot of your friends and family like really had to talk you into it. So what type of people do you surround yourself with to really like speak life into you? Because you can't just have anybody in your space, especially when you're on like the upward trajectory. Like it's important on who you have in your space. It's like, what types of people do you have in your space?
The type of people that I like to keep around me are simply positive people.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been like a really weird year for me, because there's even been like people who I've been friends with forever that sometimes you gotta like let go, because they're not really putting in that positive, they're not that positive energy that you need to be around to really do what you want to do. So literally people that's positive, that's supportive, most importantly genuine, because not all support is really coming from a good place. I noticed that. And just people that's gonna encourage you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
When you can't encourage yourself, just somebody that's gonna encourage you.
That's so great. And I think one thing people don't know, or one thing people don't know, is that you and I have known each other since what, like middle school?
Grade. Yes.
And you know, side note, Nene didn't like me at first, but that's neither here nor there. For whatever reason.
No, it's not that I didn't like you. I was low-key a bully. I would say that. Just a tad bit a bully. Because I remember how I met you. It was like your first day at the school. Uh-huh. And you came in like the middle of the year. And I remember I came down, you were sitting in my seat. I was like, you're sitting in my seat. You said it. Like, I was like, oh, she argued back with me. That's because I like her.
Yo, I cannot. And so, what would you say is, one, I'm grateful for our relationship. Like, just seeing how you've grown, how I've grown, and how still, like, we've been able to, like, keep in touch and support each other. Like, we may not talk every day, but I see something you post, and I'm like, I'm posting that. I'm sharing it. I'm telling my people who I know in Connecticut to go to Nene's salon, because that's just what needs to happen. And I think my last question would be for you is, what challenges would you say you faced, like, from the year you started braiding hair to now? Like, what challenges you face?
Challenges I face would have to be the energy that other people give off. It's like, I'm very protective of my energy.
Yeah.
And people don't realize any interaction you have with somebody, you're interacting with their energy. And sometimes other people's energy feed off of yours and it becomes draining.
That's so true, yeah.
I feel like the biggest challenge I really dealt with was separating myself.
And how did you do that? Like, how do you separate yourself? Because I know for me, I'm someone who's, I consider myself a people pleaser, and I'm really trying to get out of that. And I try to keep the peace amongst everybody. So like, how do you just like separate yourself and not offend people?
That's what I've been learning. That's something I've been learning. But from experience, I would have to say, you have to communicate. Mm-hmm. Like, as easy as it is to just go ghost, that's actually something that I'm used to, is just going ghost, like not answering calls, not texting back. And I was busy. I realized that's not really fair to the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to kill you to give an explanation. And it's like, be honest, but also be nice, you know? Right. Like, you know what you would want to hear if you were like crowding somebody's space too much and they're like, okay, back up. Like, I just treat people how I would want to be treated, honestly. Mm-hmm. And that's just pretty much it. You have to be honest, and you have to be, in some way, nice. You just, you gotta throw kindness around like confetti.
That's a
tweet. Throw kindness
around. Yeah, like, you gotta be honest and throw kindness around like confetti. Like, say, oh, I don't want to be around you, and then boom, but you're a great person. Like, I love you to death, but I just can't have you in my space right now. Not for those, not those words exactly, but that's just how you gotta say it.
And Lily commented, it was like, Nene, that's a serious thing, because it is. So, Nene, you have a salon, but you also have a 9-to-5. You're a consultant by day. How do you balance both of them?
Man, I don't know how I do it every day. No, I know how I do it every day. I have a time of where I just cleanse. For me, that is listening to gospel and having that one-on-one with God. I really worked on my relationship with him. I talked to him more.
Yeah.
Reading. I don't read my book as much as I was before, because I kind of let somebody else borrow it. But there was this book. Y'all should check it out. It's called All the Joy You Can Stand by Debrina Jackson, I believe.
That's my cousin.
Right? But having in my downtime, I will turn on some music, I will turn the lights on, I will light a candle, I'll have some lights going, and I will really spend time in my book, and I'll take notes, I'll highlight it, and it was like a book of encouragement. It like really taught you self-love.
Yeah.
And I really like that book because it started off with saying, everybody tells you to love yourself, but nobody actually tells you how to. So it was basically 101 ways to how to love yourself and really take in and really live with all that joy, because there's so much joy in you, but there's so many things that try to stop that. And so I have my downtime, I reflect, I cleanse, and I keep going.
First of all, Nene, those are gems. I'm snapping. Like, what? Those are gems. Okay, official last question, because I know you have here to do it now. Yeah. I'm trying to do butterfly locks in my own hair. How long do you think it's going to take me?
It shouldn't take you that long, because they don't have to be perfect. Like,
But what's so, like, not that long, though?
You want me to bring you through the steps exactly?
Yeah.
Okay. So the parts don't really matter, because the dreads are going to cover all the parts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Start from the back. Actually, start with the perimeter. Start from the back, go to the front, and keep going in. And so
you make like the lines straight? Like, are they like windows, or you just...
No, they do not have to be straight. Okay. For my butterfly locks, I don't even do box parts.
Really?
I do like circles.
Do you still use a comb, or you just like with your finger?
I use the comb, because they have to be clean at the end of the day. China Jam is going to be your best friend also.
Listen, hold on. I'm writing this down, because
China Jam to make your parts clean. And your parts don't have to be perfect. They just have to be clean. Mm-hmm. And they should sort of be like the same size. You can actually go bigger in the middle so that you're not doing as many dreads too. But you braid your regular hair. You crochet through some Marley hair.
Marley hair? Hold on. Marley. What length should I get?
So I get the really long hair, but you can cut it in half.
Okay.
Yeah, you cut that in half. And you don't, the trick is to not use as much hair. Mm. So they're not really thick. Probably like use like half. Like this is like one.
Yeah.
To just like take some out, break that in half, and this is how much hair you should be using for one dread. And then you get some curly hair. You know, the Freetress brand, the Water Wave hair?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hair that you use to wrap it. So once you put the Marley hair through, you take the Freetress Water Wave hair and you put one end at the top, at your root. So this is where I see you scratching your head. So you have this piece. So
I know you have to put the Marley hair through, but you don't put the Marley hair and the Freetress hair in at the same time?
No. just the Marley hair you put through. And the creature's hair, the curly hair, you put it at the root, and you hold one end with your finger along with the Marley hair in your take the piece that's hanging, and you wrap it. And the part where you make it look messy, you take your thumb that you're holding with the other hair, you put that thumb up, and you put the hair over your thumb so that some hair stays out. Then you move the hair, and you just keep wrapping.
So what I just heard is that, like, you're going to be launching a YouTube channel soon? Is that what you said?
You know, somebody asked me when I teach classes. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I think you should. I think we should set a deadline. I think, what, November 1st, your YouTube channel should be launched?
Yeah. I think that is something I can definitely add in before the end of the year. Because everything, all the goals that I had set for this year, I hit. So I can add some more.
Lily said, you two are so genuine. I love it. Hashtag good. And mommy said,
we love you too.
I know we love you. My mom said, I hear one-on-one tutorials. Period.
Yes. You know I gotcha.
All right, Nene, last words. Where can people find you and where can they go to book with you?
Yeah, you can find me at 1015 Dixwell Ave in Hampton, right across from Three Brothers Diner, right next to Aaron's Furniture. And you can follow me on Instagram at Braided By Me. The linking is in my bio. Mm-hmm. And you can also find me on Facebook as well, Renisa Sweat.
Nene, this has been amazing. First of all, I think I'm going to do my hair tomorrow. Tash says, proud of you, Nene. I'm so happy we did this. We need a cheers. What do you think to cheers to?
More life.
More life, good energy, genuine friendships, and less money, period.
Stay black, stay blessed.
Stay back, black and blessed. If you want to catch the live, unedited version of this podcast, you can do so by going to my Instagram page at iam.missjackson, and that's M-S for the miss. Also, feel free to screenshot this episode and share some of the things you learned on your social medias using the hashtag Unwind Wednesday. And lastly, if you want to be featured on the podcast, feel free to shoot us an email at unwindwednesdayseries@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. In the meantime, I hope you have an amazing and productive week, and see you next Wednesday.